Hello there, and welcome back to the Natalie and
Dennis
Show podcast. You guys, happy Friday. Today we have such a special guest, the most special, the one, the only, Angelica and Eloise. Da, 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 da. Hi, how are you guys? Yes. It is so nice to have you here. We're super excited to have my sister.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, we're so happy. I was going to say Angelica Alzate, but you are now.
No, I'm Fedoski.
Fedoski. Oh, my God. So tell me, sister. Well, first of all, I know, baby. I know. It's just a mentira hablar. Eloise is ready to chat it up. I was going to say, well, my sister, she's 4 years younger than me. What else about Angelica? She lives in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And you guys, she flew in for Mother's Day. Tell us a little bit about that. How was that experience flying with a baby?
So this was my first time flying solo with her. Not my first time flying, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she flew when she was a month old. It went so smooth.
Oh, good.
It was great.
Yeah. She's a really good baby.
She's so chill.
She is a really chill baby. She's so also chill. Very charismatic.
Yes.
And, oh, my God, you guys, when we introduced – well, not introduced her. When we surprised my dad, it was so cute. He had a reaction that I wasn't expecting.
No.
He, like – was on the phone with my grandma, and he completely, like, bent down, and then he was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're here, and it was so sweet and cute. I know, baby. I know. So how was your Mother's Day then?
It was good.
Yeah? You enjoyed being here with us?
Yeah. It was fun to see everyone, meet her, because last time everyone saw her, she was a month old.
Yeah.
She's now going to be 6 months soon. So
cute.
And she's also just more talkative and mobile, so it's just sweet to see everyone see her.
Aww. Well, we're so happy to have her. We're midweek, so we've had like this full-on itinerary this week. I've been completely disconnected. I'm like, this week is for my niece, you know? So
as you guys can see, I'm on the Dabi chair.
Yeah. Where's Dabi?
He's in Colombia.
Yep.
And regardless, I guess Angelica is our second guest ever.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Really?
Dabi's been in that chair before.
Yeah, Dabi was our first.
And who else?
That's it.
We haven't had any
other guests.
Just you and him.
I know.
How special.
So now you, Eloise, the little girly. So you guys, today we actually went and we did like baby Pilates or baby...
Mommy Pilates, baby. Yeah.
It was so cute. How would you say your experience was with that?
I think it was really fun.
Oh, not Jupiter coming in. Guys, this is real life. This is the chaos of everything. Baby, come over here. This is my baby. So tell me, how was it? We knew there would be interruptions.
This was my first time going into a gym with Eloise because the last time I tried doing that...
Where's my dad?
I don't know.
Well, he had one job.
And it was to watch Jupiter. He went to go nap.
My dad's been so tired.
We're all in the living room and he was already asleep in the chair. Like, does he do that now? Is that like a thing he does?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I've been so tired too these past 2 days. No, it is. I was telling Angelica, I was like, I don't know if it's her smell, like her scent, you know, like a baby scent, or just like the comfort of her, that literally I've been so tired, handsome, like I knocked out.
But to see your dad like just falling asleep at a random moment like that was just
I'm
funny.
I'm telling you, it's
I know.
How do you do it?
That was perfectly timed.
She's like, don't talk about me like that.
No, but she did very well.
No, she's really chill and
maybe. So chill.
She is. She's just getting like near her nap time right now, which is why I think she's a little.
Well, let's comfort her for a little. Let's comfort that baby. Let's comfort her. Oh, mommy's taking the boobie out. It's okay. I got you.
That's okay. It's
fine. Nope. There we go.
No free boob.
Yeah, we're switching. Yeah, no free nipples here.
Side note, mustache gone. I decided to shave today.
Oh my God.
I shocked Natalie.
It was jarring.
I went down the stairs and she looked at me and
she's like, what'd you do?
She's like, what the hell happened?
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought you shaved your eyebrows or something was so different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's just like, yeah, I was used to your mustache for a bit and then your beard. I really have been liking your beard.
You mean the mustache or the beard?
The beard, the mustache. I've liked both.
Just the facial hair.
Just the facial hair. Okay.
Yeah, it's been fun. Nice. So, but anyways, going back to the mommy and me class, it was so cute. And it's also, to me, it shows like moms are so patient.
Yeah.
Like there was this cute little girl who was the instructor's daughter. First, she started off by like crying super loud. So then the mom instructor, she's trying to be like, hey, you can grab the mat. You can do this. There's several other children.
So the instructor took her own baby.
Yes. Which I thought was so cute.
Nice.
And then the baby had like crackers and she was doing like little snow angels with the crackers like on the floor.
Hey, yeah.
Joopy. Let me actually get him out.
There's so much going on.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Moms are like superwoman. Come, Joopy. Come on. And I'm a mom too. Come, Joopy.
So when we picked up Angelica at the airport, she was holding the, what do you call that thing that goes in the car?
The car seat?
She was holding a car seat. She had a big ass backpack.
Yeah.
And it was like,
it was heavy.
It's funny seeing that chair just empty like that.
I know.
It was so heavy.
My dad failed.
What was it like at the beginning, Angelica? I feel like, did you overly carry things? Were you always prepared for like any situation versus
like
now?
When I packed?
Yeah, when you first used to pack like all your things.
No. So I've gotten really used to, sorry. This chair is really tight. Like there's no room for her to stretch.
It's not meant for a baby. It's not.
It's fine. Anyway, so I've traveled quite a lot on a budget, which is why I would never get myself a carry-on. So I've learned to pack light with my personal item.
Yeah.
I shove it all in.
It's funny.
That's what I use.
No, honestly, because so we had a little like date with my friend Jennifer, who recently also just had her baby. She's a month old. And Angelica was like, oh, it's so cute how they take out like the little diaper pad and they have like all of the matching things. And I feel like you were kind of like that at first too. And now I notice you just have that black bag.
I ain't got time for that.
Mm-mm. And you don't even take her like on the stroller or like anything like that. Angelica, I could give you another chair.
Yeah, can
chair.
I get
Let's
it?
Pause.
This
yeah, for sure.
How about we switch to me? Hello, everyone.
Of course, we have to get her to
As we mentioned, the mustache is gone. I'm sad. At the same time, I'm kind of over it. I didn't want that to be the defining feature of myself because, you know, ain't no need for a mustache like that. There, please. Hello. This is hilarious, honestly.
That's funny. No, it's also funny because I was telling Angelica, I was like, so like, when do you record your videos? Because Angelica also has like her own socials and things like that. And she's like, honestly, whenever I just have downtime or like whenever I could.
Angelica, you can do it and then tell me when you're ready and I can put
your
camera.
Don't worry. Yeah.
I will not switch to it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
She's very distracted.
Oh, that makes sense. That's okay. We understand. But
how was your experience, Ben, Natalie, with a child around?
It's been really beautiful. Honestly, I feel like you almost become more of like a child. Like you almost get like this childlike spirit, you know, where I'm like singing songs that I was singing as a child, or I'm kind of like, oh my God, I feel like the canes that we just ate. It's like going up. Girl, I feel unwell.
You feel unwell? Shit, I ate that in 3 minutes because your dad said, get to filming the podcast. I had chicken still left over. Like, come on.
Okay, what's up with my dad? He came here to help us and he was rushing
us. He left. And he fell asleep.
If you need to take a minute to Angelica, there's no problem. We can take our time. We'll just relax. I mean, this is different.
I'm wondering if she's a little hot. It's kind of hot.
Guys,
tell me how our air conditioner is broken.
No,
she feels a little sweaty.
I feel like I'm daydreaming. I'm sweating. I'm gonna have a fever.
Have you seen the movie Bridesmaids or something where they go out to eat and they get really sick? That's what you're reminding me of right now.
I love that movie so much. I actually feel like that a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. What were we on? Baby Pilates. Overall, really fun class, really cute. And like, I think really encouraging for
moms. It was, yeah.
Because Well, what are the odds, right? That like you have a class where your kid could go to.
I don't think that used to be a thing, right?
I no, feel it's like not. So what I was, sorry, Dennis.
Things are more inclusive now.
What I was saying was last time I tried taking her to the gym, Grayson was going to watch her and we got kicked out.
No way, really?
Because they said that he couldn't hang out in the waiting area while I worked out. And I was like, that makes no sense.
Oh my gosh, that is terrible.
So what's the point of the waiting area?
That's what I said.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I walked in and they were like, oh, we didn't say anything because I thought you were coming to cancel your membership. I was like,
what?
What the fuck?
Wait, where is this? Is that Crunch?
No, don't name drop. Don't name drop. No, there's no need.
Crunch sucks ass. I'm going to say.
Well, okay.
No. Let's just say how it is, okay? Because now people are, every time I'm listening and people do inside jokes, I'm like, what? Like, I'm also here. Tell us what happened. So basically, I was working out with my brother-in-law, Grayson, and I guess you're not even supposed to do that. They don't let that be a thing. And so we were very harshly like kind of told to go to the side. I know it was harsh.
I think you can do a better idea of like better at explaining it.
What do you mean?
They were working out together. And then what Crunch says that you can't do is go with someone and work out simultaneously.
That's
it. Because then they'd technically be like your
personal trainer. Personal or whatever. Trainer.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
yeah. They met him at the door. They didn't even let him in.
Yes. So basically Grayson went one day and his membership was like canceled.
Yeah.
Which is so rude. So that was the Crunch story.
How did they even know who he was?
They were looking
well,
at.
Well, no. Yeah. So I think what didn't help is that he had applied to work there at one point. And so I think they knew that he had like experience.
Qualifications. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, like, no.
Yeah. It's okay, baby. Yeah, I know. We were very angry, too. I think it was like a whole group chat of us being like, are you going to leave a bad review? Liza, our cousin, left the bad review. It was so proper, too. It's so cute.
Ay, it's a baby.
It's hot, right?
Is so, you know, what's going on? The funny thing is that going to Raising Cane's after the gym is like a trend.
Oh, really?
It's recently Raising been a trend. Cane's? Yeah, because it's high carb, high protein.
Oh,
you know, it's like like a thing.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like what Chipotle used to be for people that go to the gym. Like yeah. You would go to the gym and then go to Chipotle.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Chipotle was a big one.
Food trends.
I love Raising Cane's, though. It's really yummy.
So,
but yeah, I'm not going to lie. I do feel like the girl from Bridesmaids right now. I know. We'll just give it a minute. We'll relax for a second. Aww. Isn't it kind of nice, though, that you just have that to calm her down? Yeah. It must be hard if you can't breastfeed. I was actually asking you that. How can every woman breastfeed, or is it something that you maybe like choose not to? Because, you know, with my surgery, I was mentioning to her with my explant and my implants and then my explant, I got
cut twice,
cut through the areolas. Mm. And so I wonder if the milk duds are, you know, broken. But I guess we'll know when we know. Right. So, yeah.
Food trends. Maybe. So going off the food trends, Raising Cane's has been really popular for gym people recently.
OK.
For a while, you used to like sprinkle cupcakes a lot.
Oh, I do remember that.
That place was so expensive.
It was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, how much was it?
Sprinkle cupcakes.
How much? Didn't they have that little like vending machine thing where you'd like order? Yeah.
How much was it?
I don't know. I never
had that special ATM. Oh, it was definitely over $10 for a cupcake.
Oh, yeah. God, really?
Yeah.
But I feel like boba is the new thing and it's also just as expensive.
A boba can easily be $9.
Easily 11.
Especially with that cheese foam on top.
Oh, I love it.
They charge for everything. All the toppings, everything is like its own charge.
At least where we go.
Anyways, you know? Food is trending in the expensive direction. What are other food trends that we honestly want to just disappear? So,
food trends?
Yes. Some people said that secret menus made it really hard to work at certain places.
Oh my God. Starbucks?
You can speak to that.
I worked there, okay?
Yeah.
People would come in and be like, can you blend a cake pop for me? I'm like, no.
Wait, what? Where would they see that?
TikTok. Because, okay, to be fair, I blame the Starbucks employees because they would make videos of themselves blending really random things for like views. And so then people would come and order that. And I'm like, no, I don't do that.
Oh, man. So the manager wouldn't be like, you have to do what they're saying.
We're not allowed to because like you can't use drink blenders and throw food in it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
No.
So well, that must be hard.
We have some friends who do like food hacks. And one thing that they do is go do like secret menu stuff.
You want me to
So on? They'll.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
You need a rift off me, Natalie.
I'm sorry.
You get distracted easily.
I'm making sure the baby's okay and that she's feeling good. And, yeah. You know, we're making sure our needs are here as well.
Got it. Anyways, we used to have friends that do food hacks and they would go to McDonald's. And I feel bad for those employees because they make them do all sorts of stuff. Like they would switch out the Big Mac meat for like chicken, which is like really random.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could do that either.
Anyways, secret menu items and like do it yourself fast food was really popular. Mm-hmm. Also, just like we were talking about, cupcakes got really, really popular. And then what got really popular recently was cookies. So we have crumble cookie and we have insomnia cookie, which are doing really well.
Crumble. Yeah.
I don't like that one.
No. I think I like the idea of crumble, but last time that I went, because I tried out the Olivia Rodrigo cookie and I realized that they all kind of taste
similar.
Very similar. Yeah. Yeah. So
I think that kind of is the point of it, though, that the majority of the cookies taste the same, but the ingredients are what actually like makes the difference in terms of flavor.
Yeah. But honestly, I don't know. Like, I love all types of foods. I don't feel like there are any kind of food trends that I'd like to see disappear.
Well, another one that people were saying was street food being used in like high-end settings. So like,
I love that.
It's like going in like a super, super expensive restaurant.
And like you get these tiny little tacos.
$35 for tacos, for example.
But do you remember we went to that really yummy, like Japanese place?
Yeah.
And what was it? It was...
They had like a weird version of elote.
Yes, that was one.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the one. But there was something there. I was like, oh my God, I love this more than all of these other fancier dishes.
Wasn't it like chicken tenders?
I think it was. Like yeah. And that's all. But it was like very unique and
Yeah, but they put their spin on it. But what people are saying is like just a straight up normal taco at a really high end place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But I mean... I was telling Angelica how much I love the Taco Bell Cantina. It's so good.
That's good.
Oh God, I haven't had that one.
Oh my God, it's so good. Taco Bell is just great all around. Like overall, it's so good. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You know.
Quel est pas joué à la bébé? Quel est pas joué? Yeah, but that's another thing I noticed that I remember when you and Grayson first had her.
Yeah.
And you guys, all you would do is like look at her.
Oh, yeah.
And it was almost like babies like mesmerize you to where they're the world. That's it. Right? You are the one. Oh. What happened?
She didn't like being called the world.
I think what I always remember is... this girl wore the same outfit for like 1 week.
Who did?
You remember Eloise?
She did.
She wore a dino onesie from the baby shower that I didn't even mean for her to wear. I
remember, yes.
Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because you were talking about like what we did with her. This girl wore the same outfit and Grayson would always pull up these couples on Instagram and be like, how are they going out and having coffee and wearing like five different outfits?
But you know what? Let's talk about that because I think it's kind of...
it's a great topic.
Like the expectations, right, of having a child online, it's kind of glamorized a little bit. And
it's like people who vacation a lot and travel.
Yeah.
It's unrealistic.
It's difficult.
You know, and people idealize them and say, hey, I want my life to be like that.
Yes.
But the chances, I mean, that is their job, right? To travel. The average person can't really match up with that.
Right. But I would also say like it's. You know, not that you have to show those sides. I think that's the other thing, right? Because social media is kind of like a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so people like to treat it like that. However, it is nice when you see those sides and you're like, oh, you know, I'm not the only one experiencing maybe anxiety over going out with my baby. Or because I know my friend Jennifer was mentioning that and she's not the only one. Like I see a lot of girl vloggers that discuss that.
I do feel like a lot of family vloggers show only the good stuff too.
Yeah.
And besides that, you never really know if they have help with them, like an assistant or another person, right? They only show what's in front of the camera. So they could technically be a whole team of people, but you just wouldn't know it.
That'd be wild. Yeah. So when Grayson said that, did a part of you kind of feel like, oh shoot, like,
no,
when-
I just thought it was funny.
Well, what did Grace, he felt kind of sad about it, or
no? I don't think he felt bad. Yeah. I think he was just like, dang, like, wait a second. How? Because
yeah,
we realized when we had her that we didn't even have pajamas that cover her foot. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so she would get cold. So I was like, dang, like, we have like nothing prepared.
Yeah.
And then we used a onesie that I had bought for the baby shower decorations. Like, it wasn't even meant to be for her.
Yeah.
And she wore that for a week straight.
That's
and
so
we
funny.
Went out to doctor's appointments and like all the things with the same outfit.
When you usually are like thinking, oh, you know, the aesthetic,
yes,
of like having a baby and taking the cute picture and like even getting those dang 1 month ones, mm-hmm, or like the 2 month ones is, yeah. But I think a lot of that.
So what do you say? Any part of being a mom is glamorous, or most of it is just very realistic and raw?
Yeah, it's very realistic and raw. I don't. Like, I try and dress her cute, but like realistically, what she's wearing right now, off of courtesy of my mom.
Yeah. What about your house? How easy is it to keep it clean, or does things get messy very quickly?
Yes. So there's toys all over the floor. I also have a dog, so there's like his toys all over the floor, and diapers everywhere. Like, we have to take out the trash and clean very frequently, or it'll smell like diaper changes.
Oh, wow. I think one thing that Angelica said that I will hold on to when I have a baby. No, because it was very real. Because I was telling her, one of my fears is I'm not a very flexible person, and I like to be rigid and structured with my schedule.
And I laughed.
She was like, mm-hmm. Like, as if like, well, you just wait and see for yourself. But you mentioned that one of the things that you really enjoyed the most, right, Eloise, was just like making your greens in the morning. And you were like, if I just get this done, mm-hmm, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
So I think like little things like that, little accomplishments. We'll just take a moment.
Totally.
We'll take a moment.
No, yeah, because like when I first had her, I was like, I'm never going to shower again. I'm never going to have a nice breakfast. I'm never going to get skinny. I'm never going to go to the gym. Wow. Like, I'm not going to get anything ever done.
Yeah. We'll take a moment.
I think she might be hot.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just take a moment. We
That's
can
fine.
Go and kind of like walk over there and get a breather. Would that be helpful? Or
should we get a fan?
I'm gonna leave this in. This is actually really good. This is good.
This girl's like, I'm sweating. You're not sweating?
I'm freaking sweating.
I look at Dennis and I see sweat on his forehead. I'm like, it's hot in here.
That's just how it is right now.
Maybe we should turn off the lights. Let it be like,
no, it's okay.
Turn off the lights.
I feel like a boiling.
What the hell are they gonna look at if we turn off the lights?
I feel like I'm a boiling egg. Do you wanna walk around?
No,
for a moment?
I just.
I'm so sorry. These are not our typical conditions.
You gotta say, filming. I can't work under these conditions.
So basically, guys, it's summer. Well, no, it's not summer. It's spring, right? I'm gonna take a moment.
I'm not gonna cut it. I'm sorry. I'm leaving it all in. All
right, that's fine. That's fine. I was just gonna say, since it's spring and it's been so hot and raining,
it's so humid.
It's hot. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, then I don't think it's fair. We should, like, you know, pause for her and go
whatever
outside.
You want.
Oh, this feels nice to you. I think you are warm. No, oh, almost. Let's stop and we can go downstairs for a second.
You want? Is my dad awake?
Dude, what is up with my dad? Let me
see
go
if
ask
he can just take her.
I'm gonna pause it all.
Just see if he'll take her. Maybe, I don't know. He might be.
Or not.
Oh my god.
Has being a mom, Angelica, matched up with what you thought it would be?
Like, in what sense? Look at this. I'm dripping.
Did you have like a vision of what parenthood would be like?
Oh my god, yes. I thought I'd be waking up and getting myself a nice cup of coffee, like being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And like dressing all cute, wearing matching outfits, like doing all the fun things, filming everything.
Yeah.
I'm in my PJs pretty much 24/7 at home, staring at her play on the floor.
What do you think has contributed it like not matching up expectations? Is it because she like obviously doesn't follow instructions? She's a baby.
Yeah.
She can't really do what you want her to do.
Yeah,
it's hot.
It's freaking hot.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I need a moment too. Oh my god.
I think it was
drink water.
I think it's I think partially social media.
Yeah.
Because like you see all these like moms who like go out and like they look so put together and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I think there's an element like, yeah, everything's glamorized on social media, but I think there also is an element of like, okay, like they've figured out some sort of routine to be able to actually do that, you know? And I feel like as like the months progress and as she gets older, I feel like I'm slowly getting more into that. And so like I actually like get dressed or like I go on a walk. But it's been a very slow progression that like it's not what I thought, because I thought I'd be doing that like day one. Like we're going to go get nice coffee, go like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what part is it that you have to get used to? Like just the new person, a part of the routine, or like what? Is it?
What the fuck?
Wait, that was Jupiter partying. My dad.
He's not paying a good dad.
Do you want to go check or no? You're good. You want to go check?
No, okay. She's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. No, she is. She was really happy.
Oh, going good. Yeah. I think she was burning up.
Okay, big call.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, because I feel that will be my perspective. So hearing that from you of like maybe day one, I'm not going to be
no girl
up and no.
I would say like the first month, I would be happy just having like my morning greens,
right?
Because I was like, that's all I can get done.
Yeah, those little celebrations. Yeah.
Or like I took my prenatal. I'm like, okay, well I did something.
Yeah.
I think around like 2.5 to 3 months, like she's able to hold herself up a little better. So I was able to go make myself breakfast or I'd go shower by myself. Mm-hmm. So it's a very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about for Grayson? What were his expectations? And has he also kind of confirmed that, oh, you know, maybe it is something that's slower than usual?
I don't really know.
Okay.
I feel like, I mean, the dynamic of everything has changed. Like, we don't really get to spend, like, one-on-one time without, like, if we want to watch a movie, like, we have to either coordinate it around, like, her being asleep or one of us is holding her while we're watching the show or something. Because we're also trying not to do, like, screen time, you know?
That's true.
But I think for the most part, he's just, like, busy working, so...
That's right, because
in many ways, yeah, in many ways, I feel like his routine hasn't changed.
Oh, okay, that much, you know? Yeah, that's.
Would you say that now having a baby, it kind of strains relationships, or has it been challenging to still have intimacy or romance, or just be, you know, with him and talk?
Yeah. So the first few weeks, we had like his family come down and then my parents would come over to like help us. And I remember being so pissed.
Where?
At to him.
Oh,
because,
really?
Because I would be up the whole night like nursing and like, it, I mean, he can't do much because he doesn't have a boob. Okay. Like he can't nurse her. Right. So it's like silly stuff like that, that I'm like, okay, you're getting all this sleep, but really he's not getting a lot of sleep either. Like he's still waking up a lot and like doing all these things. So I feel like that was an adjustment. Like the first few weeks,
it's almost like this little resentment.
Yes.
You know, like that you start to add up and build.
Yes.
Because as a woman, it's a lot more on you.
Yes.
It's just the way that it is.
Yeah. But then like I brought that up to him and he was like, well, like there's people here to help us. And I was like, but I want your help. Like,
right.
Like I don't want
that
just,
makes sense.
You know, and he was like, okay, like you just like, I'm going to be honest. Like I don't recognize these things. Like you have to like communicate them to me if you want me to like help you. Like I don't know what you need. So.
Interesting. Yeah,
kind of adjusting to that. And then I think now it's really great. Like he takes her in the morning so I can go to the gym or if I want to like shower, he'll take her. But it is also hard because he's like working. So he's not at home all the time. So then I'm still doing a lot of things alone. As far as like intimacy and stuff goes. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
because
you sleep with her too.
I do sleep with her, so we co-sleep, and so usually it's like late at night if she's asleep, and like doesn't wake up because she has to be next to me. Right. Like, and she'll notice if I like walk away. Oh. So she has to be in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
To be able to do anything.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
would you say your relationship with Grayson has taken a step back? Obviously, she is more of like your number one right now.
Yeah.
Right. Has it impacted your relationship in a way where maybe, I don't know how to phrase it, you have less patience with him, or you felt like the mood with him has changed at all?
No. I mean, during the first few weeks, yes, I feel like there was just like a lot of like clashing because I felt like everything in my life changed, but not so much in his, mm-hmm. like all my routine. And like I was so like stuck in like the postpartum phase that I never imagined a time where I'd be going to the gym again or I'd be making myself food. And I'm like, I cannot do this my whole life, you know?
So it felt never ending to you.
Yeah. So it felt never ending those first few weeks. So I was like, wow, like I remember like breastfeeding stuff and I was like, Grayson, I don't know how long I can do this, like I really can't.
Yeah,
but now it's like it's totally fine. And I feel like now, because we're so busy doing our own thing and like so much of our time and energy is spent on her, I feel like it's made us more intentional with planning date nights or making sure that we get that time together.
That's,
you know,
beautiful. Nice. Yeah. And I can definitely tell you like you're not alone in that, because I remember Daniela, our cousin, speaking to how she started building resentment when she would have to wake up in the middle of the night and like breastfeed.
Yeah.
And see him sleeping.
Sleeping, yeah.
And so she's like, you know what? Uh-uh, this ain't gonna work for me. So she started pumping, mm-hmm. and then she was like, I'm gonna pump. And then we can kind of coordinate, you can feed her, right? Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I've noticed, like Jennifer does that too with Juan Diego. So I guess there are ways for it to feel a little bit more fair. And also I like how you said that you'll go to the gym and Grayson will, you know, take her and stuff like that. So I'm interested how we're going to do that, handsome.
Well,
that's something for us to
expanding
about.
Upon resentment.
Yeah.
I don't think resentment in a relationship only happens when like someone has a baby.
Oh, no, for sure.
Resentment can happen even maybe someone is laid off.
Oh,
And the person that is laid off.
Oh my God, that happened to me too.
That stays home.
Because during COVID, Grayson got laid off and he was getting unemployment because like you qualify for it when they lay you off.
Yeah.
And apparently Starbucks was considered an essential like job to stay open.
Yeah.
Like why? And I was getting up at 4 a.m. to open and I'd come home and he's like grilling on the porch. And like at first I was like, oh wow, like I'm so happy that like he's like relaxing and like getting to have some time. But then I was like, I am so tired. Like why am I why am I doing this? Yeah.
And definitely not spoken about enough.
Yeah. And since I was an essential worker, like I wouldn't qualify for unemployment. So it's like either I get no money or I keep working.
You know, even in our case,
that was rough, dude.
Since we work the same job technically, mm-hmm. and Natalie's more in front of the camera as opposed to me, I would say that there is a little bit of resentment sometimes.
For sure.
In our own relationship. Yeah.
I feel it. Like it's so funny because nobody knows this, but Denisita, like there's
the character
where we started, where Dennis got on camera and he was doing some of the hacks.
I literally posted one of those on Facebook today.
Really? Well, it came out of an argument where I had it and I was so tired of recording. I was like, why do I have to record today? Right?
Oh, I see.
Because obviously I don't have to, but I'm disciplined enough to like say, yeah, on this day I'm going to. You do have to. And I remember I was like, nah. I'm done. And so you mentioned, you're like, oh, why don't I just like do it for you?
So he did. From my perspective, when I was on camera, I would still bring the energy.
Okay.
And then I felt
that
like
that was the
I
thing you were like telling me that.
Natalie,
that made me even feel worse.
Natalie was over it and like the energy just wasn't there. So I was like, you know what? Natalie can just not be in it. Although technically she was at the beginning, it was always like, oh, Natalie's in a tree somewhere and she would scream or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I would bring the energy in and I was excited to do it. Because, I mean, the energy can be felt through the camera.
Mm-hmm. I think so right? much. Yeah. So much.
And you know, going back to those couples who have babies, that they try to transmit an energy through the pictures and through cameras of perfection and all of these things. Whether it's real or not, do you guys feel like that's a good thing? Is that a positive thing for them to do, to set these standards, or is that even attainable?
Well, you want to go first or?
Yeah, however you want.
Well, my opinion on that is not everybody has to show all the sides. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. people sometimes think that, for example, I know some creators get judged for not mentioning that they have had plastic surgery. Like, that's mm-hmm. a personal thing. If you yeah. don't want to talk to that or speak to that, that's fine. You as a creator and as a human being mm-hmm. need to have boundaries, and that's yeah. okay. And sometimes people don't agree with that because they're like, well, you're sharing everything. Well, not really. You see 1%
yeah.
of like what I post. So not necessarily. And what else? Where were we speaking to that? You want to say something about that one?
No, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say, like, you don't manage, even if you wanted to, you don't manage to capture everything that like
yeah.
actually happens in a day, you know? And also there's just like things that you don't want to share. Like if like Grayson and I argue about something, like I'm not going to tell people.
Right.
Like, this is what's happening. And it's not like I'm trying to act like I'm perfect. It's just like, it's like my business. Like,
exactly. I think not everybody you know? Is that open to that. Yeah. I will say I relate more to the content of people. Totally. Like, for example, Karina Garcia, she does yeah. these posts where it's like, well, I try to get the family picture. And it's yes, like her daughter's yes. like crying.
Yeah.
And like, and her husband's clearly frustrated. Yeah. And she's over it. And she's sweating. And I'm like, oh, that's very real. But yeah, you don't have to do that. You know, and I think a lot about that when I think about like the time where we went through the loss of like Aaliyah, mm-hmm. right? And I think about how I had to step away
yeah.
from everything because I wasn't ready to process mm-hmm. things online. And unfortunately, I actually had a brand sponsorship mm-hmm. that got pushed many, many, many months. And I remember I came back with that and I was,
you hadn't posted for a while.
Very poorly.
I see what you're saying.
And if only they knew how nice and mm-hmm. kind and understanding that brand had been
yeah.
for me during that time, that I totally understand how it looked like to them. But from my perspective, it was like they gave me time to be able to come back
yeah.
and show up. But that stuff can be tricky to yeah, kind of yeah. like navigate, I think. And that's why I think a really good thing I've heard is don't share about things you're going through unless you've already kind of like worked through it. Because people can kind of pick you apart a little bit more. So like, for example, I shared a moment, a very vulnerable moment where I was grieving Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the comments were like, you're not the mom. Like, why yeah. are you grieving her? And that made me feel so under, it confused me first yeah. of all. And I was like, wait, I'm not allowed to be grieving my niece. But then it made me feel like, yeah, like I questioned my own emotions and it's like, that was very pure. And yeah. that's how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why now whenever I am going through something, I actually don't share it until I'm fully out. However, I do think also that people can relate to you a lot more, like Alexa, right?
Yeah.
She currently lost her baby. Mm-hmm. She's kind of sharing snippets everything. Yeah. And it's also nice. So I don't think there's a right or wrong way. It just depends on how you are.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because I remember like during the first few like months, even the first year when I'd share everything that I was going through, like my grief journey, I feel like there's a level of rawness to that season that like no matter how hard I try, like I can't get back to it.
Oh, interesting. You know?
And so it's almost nice to be able to look back through like journal entries or like mm-hmm. Instagram posts that I read. And I'm like, man, like yeah. I resonate with that. But like I don't know how, like if I were to try to process that now and write it out now, like it wouldn't have come out that how same nice. Way. You know what I mean?
That's pretty beautiful, yeah. though. Yeah, to allow yourself to be that transparent yeah. that it doesn't faze you. That's mm-hmm. really nice. Wow. I didn't think we'd get around to a lot yeah. of things. It's actually interesting. I remember I brought Angelica on and I was like, oh,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a fun, light episode. But it's kind of hard not life. To talk
yeah.
Yeah, about things like that. So that's silly.
Was your dad, was he awake?
He had just opened his eyes.
Of course.
He's like, ¿qué está pasando? And I was like, apá, ¿usted no está acá para ayudar? He's like, perdón, estaba durmiendo. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
He's so tired. No, but here's the thing. I think he's really enjoying all of this so much. Like, even last night, I was gonna leave earlier, and he was like, no,
you guys stayed up so late. I heard you.
Girl, I would have been here at like 9 already in my house. I stayed till 12:30.
Yeah.
Tell me how we're reading the Bible every day, right?
Every night.
So we're reading it every night, and I max it out at 2 pages.
Okay.
Because I want it to be like a long process where we're reading it together, but I also don't want it to intervene in like if we can't read today, we can't. Like, that's kind of how I want it to be, right?
Yeah.
So Natalie shows up at 12 at night.
Oh, to read?
To fucking whip out the Bible on me and said, yo, I'm so inspired to read about Joseph.
You're watching The Chosen. That makes sense.
But just in general, Joseph is like one of my favorite characters in the Bible. But, and so that's why.
Wait, hear me out. Hear me out. So it's like 12 at night. I'm watching basketball. It comes up to me with a Bible. She's like, let's read our 2 pages. I was like, if you really want to read that bad, you need to come a little earlier so we can read. Can do it. Right. Same thing happened the day of the party. She comes up to me with the Bible at the end of the party. Do you want to read the 2 pages? I was like, hell no. Like, no, it's not time for that.
I will say, like, I think, you know, just like my dad yesterday, like, these moments don't happen always. So, like, I'm happy to exhaust myself to, like, get to my ends. But, like, because
not me.
No, but you know, one thing I've noticed, because for the past 2 weeks, I mentioned to you, we've been having, like, get togethers at the house. I'm an introverted person by nature.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would love to be able to host more, but my energy can't keep up with everyone. So I am kind of exhausted. Yeah.
I would say, though, like, in terms of get-togethers, I think you go a little too far and like beyond what's necessary, right? Like, your dad building that whole ass table.
I didn't tell him to do that.
Unnecessary.
That so I told him 2 breaks and a
I think
slate.
I think at the max, it's like, at the max, it's like, clean the house. Yeah, have everything that's presentable.
True. That's true.
Yeah. People arrive.
Yep.
That's what Grayson and I do.
Yeah. But for us, it's like, no, you have to bring out the foldable chairs, and where is the speaker, and where is the food?
What's
the
foldable chairs?
These chairs that your parents whip out during parties
and
stuff.
That's because for the second party, there was a lot more people. So people weren't just going to stand around.
But there's like facets to preparation that are kind of unnecessary. You know?
However, I think you underestimated because you're on the other side. You honestly, if it wasn't for my parents.
Wait, you don't think you'd get it done?
Wait, what? Are you kidding me? I clean toilets before people put their dirty asses on our public toilet.
But can I just... No, I'm not saying... I'm not underestimating what you do.
Yeah.
A lot. What I'm trying to say, and I'm very grateful you've allowed me to host this stuff, is that if it wasn't for, let's say, my mom or my dad, I really don't do a lot of hosting stuff. Mm-hmm. So they bring up points like, where's ice? Where is the stuff? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't think I'm actually very equipped yet in my hosting journey, if you will. Like, I'm still learning. Yeah. I swear, no, totally. I really am. It's like a lot of little things where, for example, now I'm like, oh, you need a changing pad for your baby? Go to that room. Or, oh, you need this? Go and get it here. You know, you almost have to accommodate for everybody's needs. Mm-hmm. And that could be a lot. Like, I remember... somebody was coming in and they have an allergy for Jupiter. And so my dad was like, ay, vino la niña que tiene una alergia de Jupiter. I was like, I really can't do anything about that.
Yeah, well, that's your dog.
I can't take him out. But I mean, I have some, allergy medicine, but I'm sure she knows that too. So anyways, it's just, but yeah, no, I admire your patience a lot. Also, Eloise is a great child.
Yeah, she's so chill.
She's great. She's so charismatic. Mm-hmm. She's so wonderful. But I think having you here has made me kind of see more of... You're the closest thing I have to seeing that side of motherhood.
Because I see.
A lot of my friends don't have kids.
Okay.
And so it's actually quite interesting. Almost like the level of differences that like our friend groups are.
In a previous podcast, Angelica, we reacted to a TikTok where an Italian woman said that people in America are obsessed with labels. Uh-huh. And so she said that a lot of people in America label themselves as girl mom, boy mom, soccer mom, football mom. Would you say that you've assimilated the role of mom? Like, has that been like this new facet of life for you? Do you see yourself as mom now, or do you still see yourself as multifaceted?
Goodness, this is like deep.
I know. Right? I really was like, so let's talk about our favorite childhood memories. You're welcome to not answer
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
I'm just trying to like process.
I'm just trying to link something from a previous podcast that we had.
No, I see what you're saying. Well, for one, I mean, I think saying like, oh, girl mom, boy mom or something is cute, you know, like girl mom. I'm a girl mom. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like all my time and energy is spent in like taking care of Eloise that it's like I can't not point out the fact that I'm like a mom, you know, like I am.
Got it, yeah.
Like if I go out anywhere too, I have to be like, okay, but like we have to schedule it according to her nap time. We can't go to these places. Like I can't, like a lot of our friend group, especially where we're living now, like they don't have kids other than like my sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. And so they're like wanting to hang out at like 9 p.m. at like at a bar. And I'm like, listen, I'm in bed.
That's so very valid.
I don't know. But I also wouldn't say that, like, I want to be categorized just as a mom, you know?
Yeah.
Not saying that, like, just mom sounds bad, you know? But,
yeah,
like, I also like to do other things.
Totally. And I think that's important. I think we were discussing that in the get-together. We were sitting with our cousin, mm-hmm. Stefa, who was kind of mentioning, like, oh, you know, I just feel like my whole life, the past 4 years has revolved around being a mom. I don't know what I like. I don't know what my interests are. What are my hobbies?
No, it's hard.
Know? That's kind of what I was going towards.
No, totally. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I mean, I don't fit into a lot of my clothes still. Mm-hmm. And what I do fit into is not really like breastfeeding friendly. So it's like my whole wardrobe is changing. My schedule changes. Like I can't, like the amount of caffeine I have, like just everything, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't done ceramics in like 2 years.
So why can't you do it? Well, because it's hard to adjust.
Well, no, yeah, because it's a really messy hobby. And like, yeah. I'm having to pick her up and hold her like all the time. Like, I can't just.
What are other things that you like yearn to do that you don't find the time to do?
Everything. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Like I said, with time, you slowly start to incorporate those things. Like, you know, like now I'm starting to go to the gym. I make time to shower and all that stuff. But like there's just days where it's like I get absolutely nothing done. Like I didn't get to shower. Like I didn't eat until the afternoon.
Wow,
like,
girl.
Or I had one meal, you know, just like stuff like I haven't like done my hair.
And like being okay with that.
Yeah.
That's and probably like, the hardest part.
Or like that I can't like for even like yesterday, I hung out with my friends and we were making friendship bracelets. Mm-hmm. That's just a thing we do.
Cute. Really
and
cute.
Yeah, they're so cute. And last time we did this, I was pregnant, so I wasn't holding a baby, and I did like 6 friendship bracelets. Right? Yesterday, I had Nicole finish one for me, and that's all I got.
That's so
you know,
so, yeah.
Because the entire time I was like, oh, don't climb on that, don't eat the beads, don't put like, yeah.
But also how beautiful.
No, it's really sweet. But it's like even just I know. The dynamic of hangouts and everything just changes. You know?
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I mean, we kind of experienced that a little bit with like the double baby date that we all went on. And then we were just.
Oh, with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Like, you were looking at them and you're like, whoa, like it's weird to see them with babies. It's weird to see you now with a baby. And Dennis was gladly eating his pho and his chicken and everybody else is kind of like
can you hold their it's just hard
it's hard, it's different
I mean from the outside perspective it looks interesting, but I definitely don't envy it right now.
Everybody's always asking me, you know, I had a moment where I was like, yeah, like I probably would have a kid. Mm-hmm. So cute. Like, I think I have, I remind my own self of my dad, which is like, he sees so much beauty and like joy in kids. Mm-hmm. But like, if people ask me, like, I'm going to straight up be like, no, because it's just, I don't know. I also just think it's so personal and everybody's just always asking me, harassing me, literally. Yeah. I feel harassed.
Do you think, Natalie, question.
Breakdown moment.
Do you feel like, there was something that I was reading online a couple days ago. And so some people value themselves, some people value their child. And then it kind of sucks because people view it in a way where one is higher than the other or if they dedicate too much time to their baby or to themselves, it means that they're neglecting the other. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for a while, and it's like a millennial term, but like girl boss, mm-hmm. That is difficult when having a child, right? Like to progress in like a career and look forward to things for yourself. Mm. Do you think that there's like a possible way to balance self-progression and like a career and have a child at the same time? Or does that mean that you have to take a step back on your own personal goals in order to have a kid?
That's what I fear, honestly, or I feared, because there was a very clear graph of a study that shows like the progression of men in their career and the yeah. progression of women. And there's always that dip when they have their babies. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's just something that it's a choice that you make, because mm-hmm. how sad to also miss out on like those moments that you'll never get back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it's something people regret.
Yeah.
But I do think it's unfortunate that it kind of just, it does happen, because women are required so much more in those first few years.
Your attention mm-hmm. is taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the other beauty is of people that now work from home. I think a lot of things have changed like post COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's allowed for more women to progress in different ways
yeah.
and have more of a schedule. But to be honest, I don't know how to really honestly answer that until I'm there. And I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, maybe I would be there. But also.
But also
I hear Jupiter.
Oh my god.
No, I think I've heard that a lot, and I mean, even just me personally, like, should I wait until he's done barking?
No, I think it's fine.
It's good.
Okay. Keep going. Yeah.
No, okay? If they're fine, yeah.
Okay, as long as Angelica's
my dad
okay.
saying something.
No, I don't think he is.
Oh, okay.
He's like, no. Train, I'm like, oh, Julie.
He's fine.
So the progression of women versus men.
Yeah, I mean, my train of thought just like out the window.
Totally. Yeah, you're focused on your baby.
Yeah, I mean, I've recognized like in my life, like I have to put a lot of things on pause, and like Grayson is so, so helpful. So like nobody takes me out of context. Okay.
Totally.
But the reality is like a lot of my time and energy is spent on her while Grayson gets to work on other projects, just because like babies just naturally gravitate and need the mom, you know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that like you can't do stuff or that right. you can't like I'm still doing and like working on things. It just takes significantly longer and a little like more planning goes into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm still getting to like do stuff that I want. And like the same thing, it's just like a season. Like as time progresses, exactly. I slowly incorporate more and more. I just have to be like patient with myself and I had to, like I said, get out of that mentality that like, oh, I'm stuck doing this forever, because it's not like that forever. There is a quote that says like, probably gonna butcher it, but it says something about how no phase of motherhood lasts forever, and that is both a relief and a heartbreak.
Oh, that's you true.
Know, and so it is like a relief to know that like things change and that like I can start to do other things, but it's also like, oh, kind of sad that like they're growing so fast, you know.
I think one of our other cousins was mentioning that with her daughter, how mm-hmm. the moment like she took her out of formula food, it was almost like it's another milestone. And yeah. it's like, oh, you know, it happens quick. So mm-hmm. that I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hope whenever I'm a mom, I hope I have that mentality that I can be patient with myself, because I'm very like, because I'm so driven, I'm also, I
tell
can
me
be
about it.
Very hard on myself. And I set these deadlines. Like literally last year alone, we created this entire year at a glance, like calendar. Mm-hmm. And the way I've even had to check myself and be like, this wasn't feasible.
No.
But I guess I like to set big goals, and I think that's also okay. So
I think it is admirable to look forward to the year yeah. and say, hey, these are the things I want to do. But it's also good to reflect and say, hey, it wasn't reasonable also too, right?
Yeah, but totally. I think what I'm trying to say is I don't know how realistic it's going to be for me to wake up and say what you did, which is, you know what? If I just make my greens in the morning, I'm going to be okay. Like, I think I might cry.
No, totally. You cry, but you do it.
Yeah. What is some advice you'd give your old self 4 months ago self?
Probably like, it's not going to be like this forever.
I like that.
You know, and it's like, it was also hard. One of the things I struggled with a lot was the fact that this was my second time like going through postpartum, but I actually had a baby this time. Like anytime I was struggling and I like felt bad about it, like I felt bad because I was like, I shouldn't be feeling bad because I'm finally getting to experience this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like that guilt.
Yeah, like the guilt that like, yeah, okay, I shouldn't be complaining, but like it's hard.
I'm sure. I think that's another thing I hear a lot is like, yeah, moms feeling mom guilt. Yeah. It's such a normal thing, you know? Like, I mean, I guess I go back to one of my cousins. I'm not going to keep name dropping her because her experience
has, it happens to be the same cousin over and over.
No, because her experience has been widely different than a lot of, yes, former women that I know. And but then yet there's and what I mean by that is like it's been very difficult for her. Mm-hmm. She has felt like she's lost herself, her identity. And that guilt of, yeah, oh my God, I don't know if I can even go get my nails done for an hour, mm-hmm, or like 30 minutes because I feel that guilt, right? Yeah. Which is why I thought the class today was so cute because, I mean, all those moms did not go with their husband or partner, no, or maybe they're alone, but most likely that was just very convenient for them to take their baby. Yeah. And they probably would not have been just able, yeah, no, to have even worked out.
No.
So admirable.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like programs like Pilates and all these things are conforming now to babies and people having children? Are there more things that are accessible for you? Because I feel like before people didn't care and they just couldn't go. Like point blank, they're, why? What is your dad screaming?
I have no idea why he's screaming. My dad like,
God
you
damn.
Might as well just sit up here with us because you know so
you know
loud.
What this reminds me of, Natalie, when you used to live with your parents and you used to film many years, yeah, ago.
At the house.
That was hard. You need to scream out your door like I'm filming.
I forgot about that. Isn't that interesting?
My mom screams on the phone, even if like it's on speaker, not on
literally,
speaker.
They're
like,
so loud. It's a Spanish thing.
It is. Because I've been noticing like.
What, you do that?
No, I've been noticing you no. like.
Me? Do I do that?
No. I've been noticing recently that I hear whispering and it's like you sending like little voice messages.
Oh, a
messages.
Voice message.
I'm like, what the hell? I can't hear anything. Yeah. But it's like.
No, you know the thing I've learned to do voiceovers like that because I do like while Eloise is napping, like that's when I try to edit stuff, and so I'm like, today then, I did this,
and then you just raise up the volume. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, so what was the question about Pilates?
That if the society conforms now to like more womanly things. Is that what you're trying to say? I don't think so. My dad took me off.
That a lot of businesses now kind of create classes specifically for moms that have babies.
This
or like
is the first time I hear of it.
Gyms are accepting
me
things
too.
Now.
First time I hear of it.
How do you feel heard or appreciated?
Yes. You know, like when I go to a coffee, even when I go to like a coffee shop or like a store and they don't have a changing table, I'm like, just honestly, put one, please. Though. You know, because here I am like, I don't want to put them on the bathroom floor. I don't want to put them on a sink. Like, it's not like very sanitary, you know? I mean, mind you, probably so many kids have been on the changing table, but it just feels a little better.
At the gym that I go to, they have changing tables and the dads in the men's also.
That too. That's also very nice.
That's very true. It's like thinking for everyone.
Yeah.
For every facility.
Or like when I went to Target, I thought it was really nice. They had a nursing room in the changing room area. So it had like a little like nice table and like and a chair. And I was like, this is so thoughtful.
That is.
But yeah, this is the first time I hear of it because like I said, back home, I got kicked out of the gym with the baby. So
and that's not going to make you want
to
go.
It doesn't. That was like the first time I was going that's back to sad. The gym too. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to work out.
Oh my gosh. That's not a fun experience.
No, yeah. Sad.
I know she's still too young for like daycare.
But, yeah, no, thank you.
But have you looked into the prices of daycare recently?
No, because I'm just not about daycare.
Tell us.
Tell us more. I want to know more about that.
No, I not that I'm not trying to be trustworthy of like even friends and family, but sure. It's like if I already kind of feel a little bit of hesitancy to like leave my baby like with family members, like I'm not going to do it at a daycare. Like 100%. I don't know you. I don't care if you have a certificate, great reviews. If a mom talks you up, like it's just not happening. Yeah. And you know what's interesting too is my sister-in-law, she's been going to a gym and they were doing daycare and they hired this guy who like took her one-year-old son like to the back where they have like a TV area, kind of like a little movie theater almost. And she was like, hey, like I'd prefer like him not going back there, like apart from not wanting to do screen time, like it's just so like separate from people, you know?
Yeah.
And so then they were like, oh, don't worry. Like, it's just so that he doesn't see you while you walk away so he doesn't get upset. So she was like, okay, cool. And then she came back a few minutes later and like he was brought back to the front. But when she came back, he was back there again. And she was like, okay, like, I just don't feel comfortable. Like, you're not, you know, it's just weird. Mm-hmm. I'm not about it.
Yeah. And I think it's because, I mean, I don't know, what is your reason for that? Like, have you had an experience where, or you just heard a lot of things?
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. There's just, even just something simple. Like, I'd like my kid not to have screen time. And I don't know if, like, they're going to abide by that. Like, if my kid gets frustrated and they're like, screw it. Like, just look at the TV or whatever, you know? But then also just, like, I don't want to risk putting them in a position where they could get sexually assaulted, where... I just, I'm not comfortable with
and
it.
And I sent you that one video, that one lady. I love the way she, like, she very openly speaks to her kids, which I don't know. Like, my dad, I always remember him telling me, almost, like, metaphorically, like, if somebody ever touches you.
Yeah.
Like, and he would get so mad. He's like, you yank them. Yeah. You do this and you do that, you know? However, I was never taught, I think, or maybe I was, like, hey, Jupiter. Okay. Dennis is freaking out.
No, I was freaking out about the camera, not so much him.
Well, what I liked about this creator is she's very forward. She says, what do you do if a guy is touching your private areas?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, don't do it. Like, he trains them to speak like that. And I think that is very important because, I mean, how many of us didn't have that creepy uncle or like that creepy family member that was just a little too close for comfort? Yeah.
And the thing too, I've like read a lot too, is like you need to tell your kids like to name their private parts by what it is. Because if you give them like nicknames, I've heard that like sometimes it's happened where in court, like because they're not addressing it the way it is, they're like, well, maybe they were talking about something else.
I do think that's very good. Yeah. I agree with you. And it is something very important that people need to keep in mind.
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like not everyone's fortunate enough to be able to do it the way that you want. Right. And so daycare is an option that a lot of people have to do.
Yeah.
Right. And I've heard it's very expensive.
It's hard too.
But at the same time this week, I've heard the phrase, it takes a village a lot. Mm-hmm. Right. You guys have mentioned it. Your cousins have mentioned it in the party.
Yep.
Would you say that the village is a very important part of a child's growth? And like, how has your village helped you?
Wow, honey. Look at you. Yes. I mean, I can speak to it because we always grew up with people in our house.
Yes.
Like there was always, my mom was always with like my aunts and my cousins. And like, I remember that being very pivotal for me.
Mm-hmm.
It taught me how to share. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Whenever we live with three girls, Danielle and them, it taught me how to share. They taught me so much.
Yeah.
Things that are still ingrained in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think about the aunts that then I lived with, you know, and that special connection I had with them and like the books they would read to me. And I mean, I was always surrounded by a lot of really great people, you know, and so I could also see how that would help our parents. For example, Marina loves, one of our aunts loves to mention how she would always pick us up from school and have our dinner ready.
Yeah.
And like, I honestly, that's a huge help.
Yeah.
For somebody to do that. And then for the house to be clean.
Yeah. We'd always come home from school and she'd be like, hoy limpié la cocina. I did this. I did this.
Yeah. And just like, I really do believe in that. Like, it does take a village to make something happen. And I also think it just, again, it takes a lot of flexibility to allow that village in,
mm-hmm.
because you're so used to it just being you and your partner. And all of a sudden, like, your mom, she's so eager to help us, right?
When, yeah.
And she's like, I'm ready to, like, leave work. My parents say the same thing. And I asked myself, okay, what is my level of comfort now, like, letting them into our space more than what mm-hmm. we already do? How is that going to work out? I mean, in our experience, it's been amazing. Like, in my upbringing, I absolutely loved it. And what else do I have to say about that? I really do think it does take a village. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we're obviously, Angelica's much farther ahead in the whole being a parent than we are. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how we're going to take it when it is our time, right? Like, balancing it, how mm-hmm. our perspectives are going to change, yeah. how we're going to feel about strangers or family members yeah. or all sorts of stuff, right? So
I've already been able to form a lot of my own opinions, which has been nice, just by, instead of like I've seen experiences and I've almost been like, oh, how would I feel about that? You know?
Yeah.
And so it's allowed mm-hmm. me to already create my own kind opinion on want. Things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which has been really nice. And I almost feel like it will be an advantage because I know that I don't want to name, not that it's
well,
bad
just
thing.
Don't say names.
Yeah. But it's just like, okay, this very particular yeah. person.
A person.
They're sisters-in-laws, yes. right? So one of them is very like, I don't want people around. I just want it to be me and my particular person. Uh-huh. And that's just how I want it to be. And then the other person's like, please, all the help, please come.
Yeah.
Because then what ends up happening is people get resentful over like you not allowing them into their space. Mm-hmm. And then they're almost like, mm-hmm. okay, like, fine, suit yourself type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so now this other person is kind of learning. Hey, I kind of need help. Maybe I shouldn't have been yeah. 100%. Because I think it just like opens your eyes to how much it takes. How yeah. much it takes.
Yeah, I think you go into it with an idea in mind.
Oh, and yeah.
Especially if you're stubborn. You want to prove to yourself that what you had in your mind is the way that it mm-hmm. is, right? So you are willing to hold out on maybe no help in her case. For as long as possible to prove to herself that the way that she thought about something was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also pretty mature to understand like, hey, it's not how I have mm-hmm. seen it. It is time for me to start to accept
yeah.
some help.
And maybe asking for help is also hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, even way back, like it takes a village has always been a thing.
A thing. Yeah. It's always been a phrase.
It always has. Yeah. 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 That was my perspective.
Today's been kind of chaotic, huh?
What's your perspective on that?
About needing a village?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, totally. It's helpful. I mean, even just someone holding her while you like go shower or something, or you eat. Know, or eat or.
Yeah.
I do like independence.
For you, Grayson is your village. I feel like you guys are a bit independent, right?
Yeah.
How but you obviously like it that way, right?
Yeah.
To be independent. Mm-hmm. Has that ever been complicated or difficult, or have you found a situation in which you're like, oh, I actually definitely need somebody's help, like in this moment?
I mean, yeah, maybe just those like first few weeks because like we'd never taken care of a newborn before. So it's like
yeah.
everyone had always talked about like, oh, like sleep while you can because you're not going to get any sleep. Like, and I was always like, okay, like it can't be that bad. It's bad. I was so sleep deprived. Like I'd hand her off to someone and I'd go take a nap and I'd like wake up and I'd have like the blanket over me and I'm like, oh my God, I'm suffocating her and I'm not even holding her. Like wow. I was just like out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it was nice to have like people just like, you know, take her if they need to, or even like now being here, like my dad's always like grabbing the car seat, like when we get out of the car and I'm like, nice. Wow, like this is nice.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I also just like having my space. So
good.
And that's the thing. I feel that too. Like, I think that that's the part that I fear as well is
of people getting involved.
I think like obviously I'm more comfortable with my right. parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more comfortable with my parents versus like your parents.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I see.
And I also fear, and we've discussed this, mm-hmm. like the sometimes it could be like a lot of love.
Yes.
And maybe there are certain things, like, for example, for me, I don't love having the television on.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like,
ever.
Yeah.
Unless, like, we're going to sit down and watch, yes. right? But then sometimes, like, his parents love having it on.
Yeah.
So I think about, well, if I'm in my own house and let's say we have our baby, like, I don't know, maybe I will be flexible and I'll be like, yeah, let's just put the television. I feel like I sound very uptight.
No.
But like, it's just sometimes like moments in your day where you feel relaxation, you know? The closest thing I can relate to that is whenever we hired Sabina.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, our lunches had like some TikTok rap music in the background.
Oh,
and
I'm like, yeah.
What? I was like, wait, this is my moment of tranquility.
Yeah.
So I think I struggle with just in general, I struggle with noise.
No, me too.
And
the same thing happened. Grayson's sisters, they like spent some nights with us when we had Eloise, and they were really helpful. Like they'd take her so we could go nap and stuff. But they would use the TV for them to stay awake because they were also tired, you know? So I was like, that totally makes sense. Like, please, like, stay awake. But there'd be times where it's like, I like just got out of the shower, like she's napping and I'm like, oh, like I want to chill in my living room. And like, I don't want a TV show going on. But it was kind of like, I don't know how to like say that because they're staying here. But then also I'm like, well, this is my living room.
Right. You know? It's a hard balance.
It's hard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that wraps up today's episode of the Natalie and Dennis and Angelica show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Be sure to rate us if you're watching or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And be sure to subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube.
Check out Angelica's stuff as well. She's on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
That's about it.
She's everywhere.
Everywhere. And we'll see you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Hopefully we'll see you again.
Yeah.
We're all ready to get out of this room.